1077 The Island is your station for real music variety on the air and also online at 1077theisland.com. There's a beautiful cat in the studio. That must mean, and I'm not referring to a musician. Back in the day, they used to refer to musicians as cats. Hey, man, that's a cool cat, man. You pretty cool cat, man. No, what do you say? You're adorable. Adoptable pet of the week, Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is here.
You got her.
Laura Hurley manning the award-winning photos.
Yes. Oh, look at her. She's got beautiful markings.
She is a tortie. 12 weeks, maybe, at the most. Baby.
Describe those markings. It's kind of tiger-like, but darker.
They're like a chocolate caramel swirl.
Yeah, come on, Laura. It's got a little caramel in it, but a lot of dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate pumpkin latte.
There we go.
Yes. Swirl. Oh, you got a pretty face. Yes, you do. Oh, look at you. Close your eyes. You like that.
What kind of cat is it?
Tortie. It's a tortoise shell. Tortoise shell, calico. They will be females. I have yet to see a male. If you see a male calico, the National Enquirer will be calling you because that does not happen.
What was the T word you used?
Tortie?
Like tortoise.
Tortoise.
I never heard of that before. Tortoiseshell. Is that a technical breed?
Time to Google it.
Tortie?
It's a type of calico, but it's the deeper, darker.
Oh, now she's purring.
There we go.
American Shorthair.
Hi.
Tortoiseshell cat. How did I never hear of this?
And what's her name?
Ala.
A-L-A.
Oh, here's some trivia. Tortie is not a breed like tabby and calico. Tortoiseshell is not a specific breed of cat. In reality, there are many types. I guess it's like a nickname?
Yeah. It's a type of calico.
What is her name?
Ala. A-L-A.
Ala.
She's beautiful.
And her friend was adopted on Saturday.
So now she's lonely.
Well, she's kind of lonely. I think she likes having her own condo right now. But yeah, she is playing with the others.
Believe me, Ala, it's hard at first and then you'll love it.
And hopefully you get adopted and then you have a bigger condo.
Yes.
Right?
She's a sweetheart.
And she warms up. It does take her a little bit. You just kind of love bomb them. You just grab them and hold on and
hug them.
Pretty soon she will be asleep in your
arms. I do see sadness in her eyes.
Do you?
Is that my imagination?
Well, she's probably sad because I haven't fed her yet.
That'll do it.
I'm like, okay, we're going in the car. We do not need messes in the car. So we will feed you canned food when we get back.
Oh, she's pretty though.
Absolutely gorgeous. Available for adoption now?
Yes. We will have a spay-neuter agreement because she's not quite old enough for her spay, but she will be. So we will make sure that gets done. But yes.
Ala the Tortie.
Come see us.
Where'd you get her?
She is one of several in a kind of a feral cat community that a volunteer, Rhonda, tames down and helps get vetted. And she's been working with them. There's a lot of stray cats, as you've seen, and not the group.
Oh, you're funny.
I wish they had their talent.
Yeah, right?
They'd be easily adopted.
Then they could earn their keep.
Yes, easily adopted if they could play guitar.
Oh, look.
She's attached to you.
She's kissing you, yes.
I love that.
Yeah, I can hear her purring all the way over here.
She's mellow.
And look at her golden eyes. She's pretty girl.
You settling down now?
How old?
Pretty girl. Oh, gosh. 10, 12 weeks, maybe.
It's amazing. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of Grand Island. They strive to keep pets in their home. And they also have amazing pets available for adoption. See Ala the Tortie in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designs that are as unique as you are and as unique as Ala. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook. They have a really good website showing pictures of what they do, what they've done, what they can do. ProTeamDesign.com. I'm going to have to squeeze her before you leave, you realize.
Okay.
She looks squeezable.
The thing I love about the calicos is it's a color that I don't know how to describe. It's in the orange family, but it's definitely tan.
Yep, there's tan, black.
Yeah, she's a lot of black.
Orange, and I think if I can have her cooperate, there may be... nope. Oh, yep, a little bit of white.
Just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen. Just a little cold foam on top. Yes.
Again, see pictures in the blog section of theisland.com. Robin, thanks for everything you do. As always, pass that information on.
I will.
Pass that thank you to all of your volunteers.
Thank you for having us.
What's your next event?
Next event is, let me think here. I know we'll be doing Giving Tuesday, which is coming up in December. So
that's that Tuesday following Thanksgiving, right?
Yes. And the Halloween, the... Dress for Donations went really well. We still have a bunch of Halloween costumes. I know we're out of that time frame, but we do have a bunch of coats. So if anybody wants a coat or a sweater, now is the time.
For animals.
What about the t-shirts? Do you guys still have t-shirts available?
We do still have some t-shirts available.
My family to wear.
Yeah, we will have to put an order in for those.
She is so loving.
I don't know if I'm her favorite, but I'm one of them that feeds her. So that does help.
That goes a long way.
Right?
That puts you high on my list. Franz, man.
There's a party going on right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island. Yeah!